Skip, if Alex Henry were to struggle, continue to struggle with his kickoffs during the preseason, would you ever consider bringing in another kicker just to handle kickoffs?
I don't know, and that's why I don't deal with hypotheticals. I know Alex has really worked on kicking off in the offseason, has done a lot of things that Coach Phipp and him have sat down and talked about, so you know, we'll see how that goes, but I'm not a predict the future guy. So,
for some of the older players, Matthews, Herrimans, Peters, Cole, in the hot weather, back-to-back days, do you do anything to tame them back or to monitor them?
No, I mean, we monitor every single guy on our team, so it's not that, no, we don't because of those guys, but we monitor every player in terms of where they are, and so we know where those guys are, but it's those guys are done a great job from a recovery standpoint, so they're ready to go today.
You look at Karis Spears, somebody who's legitimately vying for the starting, is it a kicking position, or is he just here for a job?
Nah, if you're in our 90, you're here to compete for a job, so there's no one here that's just taking space, so he's improved since he's gotten here. I know Dave Phipps worked with him really closely, and I've seen improvement since he got here on day one, so he's in camp to compete for a job.
So when you use the phrase, and I've heard a couple of young guys say this, invest in yourself, you mean exactly what? What do you mean? What are you telling them?
Well, you can do one thing. Everybody has the same amount of time during the day, and you can either spend your time or invest your time, and that's what we're trying to get our players to understand is that, you know, it's how you allocate your time. We all have 24 hours in the same day, and it's what you want to do. You know, if you want to go play video games and watch TV and do all those other things, you're going to get beat out by the guy that's doing the little things that are going to make the difference between them making the team or not making the team. So when we talk about investing in yourself, we're just challenging them to understand, you know, every action you have has consequences to it. They can be positive or they can be negative, and it's, you know, at the end of the day, if your goal is to make this football team or your goal is to be a starter, your goal is to be an all-pro, you have a say in that matter, and that's what we're trying to get those across to our guys in terms of that. So,
without the ability to really have any contact out there, what are some things that you evaluate offensive line, though, especially guys that are, you know, in that second, you know, tier guys, reading the defensive line?
Assignment, knowledge of what we're doing scheme-wise, technique, you know, in terms of footwork, hand placement. There's little, you know, there's a lot of little intricacies to that position that I think you can evaluate at this point in time. There's still a huge physicality part, so you can't make a full evaluation, but, you know, from an assignment standpoint, does he know where he's going? Is he making the proper calls in terms of where he is? Is he communicating with the offensive lineman that he's working with, you know, whether it be a right tackle communicating with the right guard or the center getting the right calls out in the front recognition? Technique, footwork, hand placement, all those things. You know, a lot of it is really studying the drill tape work, you know, in terms of where he is. Is he a heavy-handed kid? Is he a wide-arm guy that can't get his hands inside and is going to get beat on a bull rush? So really the technical things of that position I think you can evaluate at this point in time.
Matt, can you just talk about Matt Tobin's development from this time last year and now and what you're...
Yeah, I just think, and again, I know I said the same thing, but it's a guy in year two, so he's a lot more comfortable at this point in time. Last year, Matt was learning what our calls were and giving himself hey, it's this, I go to the ball snap, you know, instead of now what's my proper footwork, where's my hand placement, how do we want to run this block here, you know, what did the guard make for a call, how are we going to cooperate, are we double teaming this guy to the backside linebacker, whatever the assignment is. I just think he's just so much more comfortable in terms of what we're doing because he's not totally learning. Now it's really concentrating on, I think he knows what to do, but it's the how, I think, are the important things that you're getting out of him in year two. And I think he's shown improvement from that standpoint. So it'll be exciting when we get back in July, when we get the pads on, to kind of see if he can take it full circle. So.
Did he get strong? He's talked about wanting to just get stronger.
He has. He looks different. I mean, his body type looks a little bit different in terms of where he is. He has gotten stronger. His number in the weight rooms will kind of indicate where he is from that standpoint. But he has gotten stronger. He has gotten a little leaner at the same time. So,
a lot of the assistants talked earlier this week about how you give them a certain degree of autonomy with their position groups. Where does that philosophy come from, or, you know, why do you think that's important?
Well, that's why we hired them. I mean, they need to be the experts in their field in terms of, you know, whether it's the defensive backs or the offensive line or the quarterbacks or whatever. I don't think, you know, this organization isn't going to work if you have to micromanage individual position coaches. You know, they're here for a reason, and that's what we felt, you know, in the hiring process. That's what I wanted. I didn't want someone where I always had to constantly look over and say, what drill is he doing now? Why is he doing that? You know, so we have a bunch of guys that are great teachers and really add to the overall team. But I think that's the important thing in your assistant coaches, that you don't have to worry about what they're teaching when they get on the field, because We've already hashed that all out while we've been in the meeting room. So
you were an assistant. Did you feel like, is that something you appreciated?
Yeah, I did. I mean, no different than in your job. You know, if your editor just takes every article you turn in and hacks the heck out of it, I'm sure you know what I mean? It's the same thing. I think you can give pointers and tips and all those things, but I think any editor will say the same thing. God, this guy, I got to keep rewriting his story all the time. Well, that guy's probably not going to have that job very long. It's the same thing with an assistant coach, and we're fortunate that we don't have anybody like that. I think we got a bunch of really, really good teachers that we're all on the same page, and that's a positive.
Chip, I know it's a broad question, but what have you seen from the 90 guys over like the last 10 weeks, and how is it different this year from last year?
There's just a familiarity in terms of what we're doing, so we don't have to teach why we're in the weight room or why we're meeting at this time, why we do that. But what I have seen from these 90 guys is just a real dedication to what we want to get accomplished here. You know, up until these 3 days, it's not mandatory, but we've had everybody here for phase one, phase two, phase three. You know, guys are here every single day challenging themselves to get better. There's been a constant improvement from when we got here on April 21st to where we're standing right now. And they want to improve. You know, it's not us pulling teeth saying, hey, what can we get out of them today? Because, you know, we know there's a long weekend coming up or whatnot. That these guys, when they're here, they've got a great work ethic. They have a thirst themselves for improvement, and I think that's, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want a bunch of guys that love playing football, not what football gets them.
So what do you explain culture then? And coaches talk about how when you're new somewhere wanting a culture change. Is that what you're explaining there? Is that maybe there's a peer pressure or whatever, competition between all the guys who are in the building, they're kind of self-perpetuating to some degree?
Sure. I think so.
Is it something where, like, the... You know, in some ways, the coach wants the program to run itself. Like, you know, you talked about not having to micromanage everything. Well, you know, is there a peer pressure that you see within the players and, you know, the competition that almost now is a little bit more on autopilot than it was like at this time?
I mean, we had full attendance last year, but I think it just depends on what model of organization do you want. Do you want blind obedience or informed acquiescence or self-governance? I think if you have self-governance, it means the individuals have more invested in what's going on because they have a say and they have a stake in it, and I think we're moving towards that model. But I don't know if you're totally there right now.
Chip, I don't know if Nolan Carroll was viewed as an under the radar kind of signing in the off season, but he's got a lot of starts under his belt in Miami. What do you see out of him so far through camp? And do you really legitimately think that he can push either carry or run?
Yeah, we do, and we didn't think he was an under the radar signing. I mean, obviously I don't write the articles, so. And thank goodness we didn't read him, because he didn't feel that way to us. We had him targeted very early as a guy we wanted to bring into this organization. I think he's got the requisite length that we're looking for at the corner spot, especially as an outside corner. He's an outstanding special teams player, been one of the top gunners in the league, and obviously improvement in special teams was a big thing for us. Loved his competitive makeup, talked to his coaches when he was in Maryland about what type of player he is and what type of person he is. So. Like anybody else, and we had some questions earlier about why our guys here, is they're all competing for starting jobs, and he's getting every opportunity. But I've been really impressed with Nolan in the short time that we've had him here, and I think he's stuck out. And I know some of you guys have noticed that he has stuck out, and excited about where he's headed. So,
one of those jobs is a safety job. And you have Earl Wolfe and Nate Allen going at it again. Are there certain attributes for that?
But Earl's going at it with everybody. So there's not one battle with everybody. Eventually the two best guys are going to rise to the top, and we get enough opportunities to show them to do that. So, it's not, hey, it's just Earl and Nate battling for this thing. Chris Maragos is in the mix at that position. Keelan Johnson has made some great steps since last year. So, I mean, there's a bunch of guys in there competing to that spot.
Is there something you want to see one of those guys step up and be able to do specifically?
I can't get into specific. There's not one thing for each guy. I think it's a whole general overall, like, who gives us the best opportunity to win, and that's what we're looking for.
Left to go here. Where is Darren Sproles? What have you learned from Darren Sproles here? In the course of all these OTAs that you've had thus far.
You know, the first thing that sticks out is just how well he trains. You know, he's one of the guys that you point out to the younger guys on film. Is that's what it's supposed to look like. You know, that's the effort. That's what we're looking for on a daily basis from him. A very, very intelligent football player. He's got a great knowledge of the game. You know, and I think he's really has shared that with Deuce and myself, of kind of how he sees things, and has helped out some of the younger running backs at that position. Because besides Darren, we are pretty young. You know, LeSean's the next oldest guy at 25, and the rest of them are younger than he is. So, been a great mentor to the younger guys, and I think has really shown guys how we want them to perform when we're out there on the field.
Where he fits in the offense, how would he use in the offense?
I've said that since day one. We're just trying to get reps and get plays, and we're not game planning for anybody. That's a fortunate thing for us is, you know, let's see how much work we can get done, get everybody on film, and then when we start to get into the season, then we'll start to see how we can deploy our personnel in appropriate manners to win games. So,
since there's a little more to evaluate on the outside, guys, here, is there anybody who's impressed you beyond the start and surprised you in a good way?
What do you mean the outside guys?
Corners, wide receiver.
Yeah, has anybody impressed me? I think a lot of them have. Nolan's impressed me. Rock Carmichael's come back in great shape. I think Brandon Boykin has taken a step up in his game. At the wide receiver, I think Will Murphy and MoMa have two guys that have really improved from a year ago to add to the four rookies that we've thrown in with the mix. So,
surprised that MoMa came back. Given that he was here once, or was that a natural thing for you?
Was I surprised? No. No.
What did he do to make himself a little bit more NFL ready this camp, going into this camp, than he was able to do last time?
I think it's a confidence thing with a lot of those guys. Is now he's not just trying to figure out where do I line up ball snap. He's already knows where he's going. He's lined up. He's reading coverages. He's got a better understanding in terms of how it's supposed to look. You know, I think he feels more comfortable here. There's not a newness for him in terms of, this is my first time doing this, and what does this look like? Where am I supposed to be? How does that work? He was a kid that was coming off an injury that happened his senior year at Boston College, so he missed an entire year. So there's obviously a little bit of a rust that he had to knock off a little bit. But we've seen a marked improvement from him from last year to this year. So
the fact, though, that he wasn't signed, I mean, you know, some guys can get that on the practice squad and continue to carry it over. He was, you know, not signed at all. Do you know what he was doing in the offseason?
I don't know. That's probably a question for Mo. But I know he was in really good shape when we got him here. So.